This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome back to another edition of This Day in Sports History. It's January 27th, and on this day in 1976, it was the world premiere of the dunk contest. It happened during the final ABA All-Star Game, which was being held that year in Denver's McNichols Arena. The idea of even having an All-Star Game seemed a bit odd, even to some ABA executives. At that point, the ABA only had 7 teams in a one-division league, so the idea became to have the team at the top of the standings play a group of All-Stars from the other 6. Fortunately for all concerned, the Denver Nuggets were the top team in the league at the break, so that helped a good bit to be the home team at the home arena. The idea of the dunk contest came from the league's public relations guy, Jim Bucata, who thought it would be a great showcase of the talent in the ABA and help fill up the 15,000-seat arena. And people responded. The dunk had become part of the identity of the league. Pre-game warm-ups around the league had become must-see entertainment. 5 competitors were chosen: the New York Nets' Julius Erving, Denver's David Thompson, San Antonio's Larry Keenan and George Gervin, and the Kentucky Colonels' Artis Gilmore. Dr. J suggested to the organizers that maybe they should add a white guy to the contest, but nobody could really think of a white guy in the league who could actually dunk. So it went on with those 5 guys. Now, the contest was a little more structured than what you might see today in a dunk contest. Each dunker had 2 minutes to complete 5 dunks in different areas of the court, standing under the basket, right, left, baseline, and taking flight somewhere in the lane. It was also held at halftime of the All-Star Game, so the guys who were competing had just played a half of basketball, so some legs had some fatigue, and of course they still had another half of basketball to play. But the league was running short on cash flow. All the competitors chosen for the contest were already there as All-Stars. Nobody was flown in to just compete in this contest, so the league certainly wasn't going to set it apart on another day. Now, even before the contest, most everybody expected for it to come down to Dr. J and then hometown hero David Thompson, who played for the Nuggets. And that's exactly what happened. Thompson got the locals out of their seats with some 360 magic, but it was Irving's takeoff from the free throw line for his final dunk that sealed the win for him. And just what did Dr. J get for winning the dunk contest? A $1,000 check and a new stereo system. By all accounts from people who were there, league executives, players who watched, and those who participated, the dunk contest was a hit. Sports Illustrated even called it the best halftime invention since the restroom. The ABA would blend with the NBA the next season and eventually brought with it the style and excitement that it was known for in its short history. Prior to the merger in 1977, the NBA was a big man dominated, walk it up the court, slow game. The ABA was a guard and power forward dominated league that was fast paced and had the added element of the 3-point shot, something the NBA would finally adopt in 1979. But of course, the NBA would also showcase its most dazzling players during All-Star Weekend in the dunk contest, something that got its start on this day in 1976. Also on this day, In 1970, Arthur Ashe became the first black player to win a singles title at the Australian Open. He remains the only black man to win the Australian, Wimbledon, or the US Open. And in 1996, Monica Seles won the Australian Open, defeating Germany's Anke Huber in straight sets. It was the only Grand Slam event she won after she was stabbed during a match in 1993. That's all for today. Thanks for stopping by and giving this episode a listen. If you like the show and have a brief moment, how about leaving a 5-star review and a comment on Apple Podcasts? That would be greatly appreciated. Also, check out the show notes for other ways to help out the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with another This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.